Praise God for the morning. Lord, I thank you for the morning. Bless his holy name. Nobody but God. What a wonderful Savior. Lord, we thank you for the morning. We thank you, Lord, how you watched over us all night long, kept us in your care and covered us with your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for bearing us up, holding us up, keeping us, strengthening us, giving us life, hope, love. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful Savior. Nobody but God. Ha. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. Today is Monday, October 11th, 2021. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for the new day. We thank you for how you watched over us and kept us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for breathing the breath of life into us, and we became a living soul. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but you, Lord, that can help us and keep us and guide us and strengthen us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give your name the glory this morning, Lord. We give your name the praise. Thank you, Lord. All the glory and all the honor is thine. Nobody like you, dear God. Thank you for saving us, giving us access back to the Father through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, your only begotten Son. Thank you, Lord. Nobody but you. Wonderful Savior. We love you today. We love you this morning. How great thou art in our lives. Yes, God, in our daily living. Yes, God, we want to walk with you and talk with you. We want to commune in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, let thy will be done in us today. Have your way. Have your way in us today, Lord. Move by your power. Move by your spirit. And Lord, as we go forth in the word, help us, Lord, open up our understanding that we may read the scripture with understanding, with revelation, with wisdom, with knowledge from on high. You said, Lord, in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you would direct our path. Yes, Lord, direct us today. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for family, for friends, for loved ones, for saints, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ. Yes, God. We pray for the healing of the nation, the healing of our bodies, the saving of our souls. Lord, look on the souls of many. Look on the souls of many. Wonderful Savior. Oh God, we speak salvation, healing. Lord, look on those who are sick, afflicted, and shut in. My God. If ever there was a time, we need you now. We need you now. Look on the mother, Yadosha, who's laying on a bed of affliction. We speak the word of healing. Complete restoration, dear God. We speak the word of deliverance. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Father. For how great thou art. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Nothing that you can't heal. Nothing that you can't restore and revitalize. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, dear God. 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 Glory, glory, hallelujah. Yes, the Lord is good, and He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the glory and all the honor. It belongs to God. Yes, of ourselves, we can do nothing. That's why we look to you, Lord, and lean on you. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Trusting Anoshia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving, Lord. We enter into your courts with praise. Yitusha. Yes, Lord, we're thankful. We're thankful, Lord. We're thankful, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. Yeah. We praise your name. You're wonderful. How great thou art. 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 Jesus. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you, Lord. Can make us holy, Lord. And heal us too. Nobody but you, Jesus. Love your name. Oh, Kapashi, I love your name. Yes, Lord, I love your name. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that you'll die just to meditate on you, Lord. To think of your goodness. Yes, God, to be grateful unto your name. How you kept us through the storms. How you brought us out of the storms. Thank you, Jesus, for being our way maker, our provider and our keeper, our sustainer. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we're grateful on the inside. Oh, wonderful Savior. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our trespasses. Forgive us of our iniquities. Wash and make us clean. Purify our minds and our hearts. For you said only the pure in heart shall see God. We want our hearts pure, Lord, so that we may see you and see your face in peace. Yes, Lord. Hallowed, O sure, help us, dear God, to strive to enter in at the straight gate. In the name of Jesus. Forgetting those things that are behind us. Reaching forth unto those things that are before us. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory be to God. We want to set our affection on things above and not on things on the earth, Lord. We want our life to be here with Christ and God. Yes, Lord. We confess with our mouth. Yes, Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised Christ from the dead, saved us. That we may be sanctified and walk holy before God, to walk humbly before our God, to love mercy. Yes, Lord, we forgive those who have harmed us. We forgive those who talked about us, lied on us, hurt us. We forgive them today, Lord. And we have mercy, dear God. Yes, God. We ask for mercy. Have mercy, dear God, on our souls. Have mercy, Lord. Yes, God. Glory be to God. Glorosha. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord. Let your spirit fill this place. Let your spirit fill our temple. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. For we are the temple. Lord, we want our temple to be clean. Wash us, dear God, so that you may dwell on the inside. Oh, Lord, that we won't grieve the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What great love that you have given us. What great love that you have shown us. What great love that you have shed on us. Shed abroad in us. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you for your love. Oh, I pray for the many preachers and elders. I pray, dear God, that you sanctify and put leaders, your servants, dear God, for the building up of the body. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Look on the apostles and the prophets, Shabbos, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Yes, Lord, the prophets, the many gifts that are operating in the body. Help us, Lord, to arise and do the work that we're called to do. Help us to arise, Lord, and not look back, but to press forward, Lord. Help us, dear God, to awake unto righteousness. Help us, Lord, to be that great influence that you would have us to be. We need perseverance and patience. Endurance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Jesus. We ask for more of a love for your word. More of a hunger and a thirst, Shabbat. After your righteousness that we may be filled. Yes, Lord, more of an understanding as we search the scriptures. In the name of Jesus, more that we take it in and that we hide your word in our hearts. That we won't sin against you, that we won't have no desire to sin against you, Lord. That all the desires of sin is gone and never to be remembered no more. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Have your way. Yes, have your way in us. That we strive the more. For it's time that we have a love to pray. A love to commune with you, to talk to you, and to hear you talk to us. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. More of a keener insight into the things that be of God. Yes, Lord. Lord, thy will be done. Yeah. Thy kingdom come. In us today. And we give thy name the glory. All the praise and the honor is thine. in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Thanking God for the victory this morning. Because, you know, it's victory in Christ. He woke us up this morning with a mind to want to seek Him, a mind to want to study and study His Word and get an understanding of what He's trying to say to us, how God wants to deal with us, how God wants to talk to us, speak to us, commune with us, fellowship with us. We need that relationship. We need that relationship. God knowing us and us knowing Him. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For His yoke is easy, He says, and His burdens are light. But in order to do that, we must believe that He is. Acknowledge who He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You know, when Christ, as Scripture lays out, when Christ was born and came on the scene and began to do His ministry, He first began to gather His disciples. And the word that the Lord had given to me personally, He said, follow me. And that's what He told His disciples, follow me. Those two words. And you know when Christ comes to you because it's a personal experience. You know that Christ told you to follow Him. He said, follow me. And the Lord wants us to follow Him. He is our example. He is our leader. He's our guide. He's our master, our instructor. Praise God. And since the Lord wants to follow Him, He wants to do a new thing in us. A new thing that's never been done before in us. We've never experienced. But if we follow Him, He's going to show us. Yes, He's going to lay it out before us. He's going to do a new thing in us. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Follow me. And I thought about Abraham. In the book of Genesis, it lets us know in the 14th chapter, the genealogy, okay, leading up to Abraham, who was called Abram first. And it breaks it all the way down to Abram's father, and then how Abram came into being with his brethren, his brothers. It just breaks it all down and brings it all out. And then the scripture just says, and the Lord spoke to Abram. Now, Abram, he wasn't, according to scripture, he was in a, I don't want to say heathen nation, but he wasn't serving God. He was of a nation, of a kindred that didn't serve the Lord. But guess what? The Lord called him out. Called him out. Told him to come away from his kindred. Mm-hmm. If you read, I think it's between, it begins in the book, in the 15th chapter. Well, let's go back to the 14th chapter. Yes. No, it's all the way back in the 13th chapter. Just got to read from the 12th chapter through the 15th chapter. It gives you a full picture of how God called Abram out from among his family. He left the land that he was familiar with, his family land. He left them. He left his father. The Lord called him out. Praise God, praise God. I'm trying to get there. chapter 12, verse 1. And I'm going to read it for you from the King James Version. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. He had to get away from his father's house, out of his own land that he was used to. And the Lord is telling him what he's going to do for him. You know, leaving what you know, leaving what you have always known, and going to an unknown place, unknown territory, unknown to you, but to trust God, that God sees and knows all things, that he will direct your path. He will show you the way, because you don't know the way yourself. He told him, I'll show you. I will take you into a land, and I'll show you this land. And I'm going to make of you a great nation. And I'm going to bless you and make your name great, and you're going to be a blessing. What? God's going to bless you. He's going to make your name great, and you're going to be a blessing. Now, this is what God did for Abram at the time. Praise God. And you know what Abram did? In the fourth verse, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And he took his nephew with Lot, you know, Lot came with him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. That's where he lived. He had a wife. He took his wife, Sarai. It's hard for me to pronounce, but read the scripture. And Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. God took Abram out of Haran, away from his father, away from his kindred, you know, kinfolk, family. Have you experienced that? When Jesus says, follow me, I want you to move here to a place you're not familiar with. I'm going to put you among people you don't even know. And I'm going to bless you right where you are. And you know, you may feel like I'm a stranger in a strange land. But knowing this, that God is with you and has always been with you and is going to lead you and bless you and take care of you and strengthen you. He's going to bless you. He's going to make your name great. And guess what? You're going to be a blessing. Now, some people may not like the way that is taught right now. But this is what God has given me. And I have to follow him. It's something that when the Lord spoke to Abram, he listened. That's a big word right there. He took, as the Bible said, take heed. He took heed. He listened. He followed him. And he left what God told him to leave. And he followed him to the land that he took him to. Left home. Left friends. Left family. Left the things that he was used to. Left his religious practice that he used to do. Ha! God will take you from the old into the new. He wants to do a new thing. Praise God. And I wanted to read chapter 15 of Genesis. I think there was two verses that I wanted to point out. Chapter 15, verse 4 and verse 7. Let's start at verse 4. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, let me preface this, because this is important. We're going to start with verse 1 of chapter 15, because that's going to help us to get the fuller picture of those, of verse 4 and verse 7. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. What? God is your shield. These scriptures was written for our learning, that we may take heed and understand that the same God that did it for Abram, he can do it for us. The same God. If God calls you out and say, follow him, follow him. Don't worry about your father, what your father gonna say, what your mother gonna say, what your sister or your brother gonna say, what your cousin's gonna say. Why she leave us? Because God told her to. God told her. And she would rather obey God than obey man. You know, sometimes you may miss family, yeah. You might miss them, but not miss them enough to go back. Miss them enough to keep on going forward, because God got a blessing. Who knows what your leaving will do for those who have left when they realize she followed God. She listened to him. She paid attention. She took heed to the word of God. Okay, back to scripture. And the Lord says, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Nobody can reward you like the Lord. Nobody. Verse 2. And Abram said, so, you know, they're communing. God spoke. Now Abram has something to say. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus, his servant. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. Abram didn't have any children. He had a wife, but his wife was barren. They did not have any children. They did not produce. Verse 4. And now God is going to respond. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir. In other words, the servant of your house, the steward of your house, this Eliezer, he's not going to bear seed. He's not going to be the heir. This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. It's going to come from you, Abraham. Something that you have not done yet. You have not produced. You have not replenished. You haven't brought forth any children. The Lord is telling him right now, it's going to come from you, Abraham, your own bowels. That's verse 4. That's one verse I wanted to be key. And behold, the word of the Lord. When God speaks a word, we need to listen. The word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. What God puts in you is going to come forth. You're going to produce. You're going to reproduce. Praise God. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. What? The stars of heaven, your seed. The things that you have not produced yet. Wow. So shall thy seed be. I cannot leave out verse 6. And he believed in the Lord. Do we believe in the Lord? Do we really, really believe in the Lord? That's the word I have for myself today. Do you really, really believe the Lord? What he said he's going to do? Trust in the Lord. Believe him with all your heart. And verse 6, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Because Abram believed in the Lord. Look how wonderful the Lord is. He counted it to him for righteousness. If God said it, believe it. Verse 7. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. God gave the land to Abram to inherit it. God gave it to him. Wow. God gave it to him. Wow. God gave it to Abram. Because he obeyed God and followed him and gave up everything he knew. Gave up everything he knew. Yes. Are you willing? Pardon me. Are you willing to give up all to follow Jesus? When he spoke those two words, follow me, were you willing to follow him? Praise God. Yes, praise God. Excuse me. To follow him, there's life. Yes, God is going to take us out of the deadness, the dead things. Take us from dead works and bring us into life. Bring us into an inheritance. Do a new thing. Give us new birth. We must be born again in Christ. To follow him, you must be born again. He's going to give you life and life everlasting. Praise God. Leaving those dead things. Leaving them behind. Looking unto Jesus, not looking back. Praise the Lord. God wants to do a new thing in us. Isaiah 43. Let's go there. Isaiah 43. Praise God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. My soul loves him today. And I thank him for his word. You know, when we read his word, well, how about this? When we don't read his word, you know, you feel kind of like something's missing. It is the word of life. When you get back into God's word, you begin to get revived. Yes, like when you're thirsty and you need some water, you know. Yeah, you need to drink that water to feel refreshed. Get you on some more strength, restored and renewed. Praise God. So Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. We're going to go there. I apologize. I didn't have it marked off with a post-it note so I can go straight there. But we're going to get there, Isaiah 43. And I'm going to start at the 18th verse. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now who can do that? Make a way in the wilderness. The word itself, wilderness, like you're lost in a lost place. But God gonna make a way in the wilderness so you won't be lost. Ha! Praise the name of the Lord. God is gonna make a way in the wilderness. God made a way for Abraham. He showed him the way. He's clear. He's gonna lead you. He's gonna direct you. He's gonna guide you. Take you to a place you don't know about. I got something for you. I have something for you. Make that personal point to yourself and say, thank you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. Lord, you have something for me. And God will take you there. He's going to take you through the wilderness because he said he's going to make a path in the wilderness. That means you're in the wilderness. You know, when the children of Israel left the land of Egypt, they went into the wilderness. But God made the way. He went before them. Jesus said, I am the way. That means follow me. Follow him. Praise the name of the Lord. I will show you, I will do a new thing. Now it shall bring forth. You're going to see something. Anything that springs forth. It's a declaration. It's a demonstration. It's a showing. It's a doing. It's going to spring forth. Praise God. God wants to do a new thing in us. Praise the name of the Lord. And as I close out, I want us to remember that God wants to work in us. God wants to work his will in us. God wants to work his righteousness in us. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything we need, all the things that we need, God has already added to us. But he has to be first. He has to be number one. He has to have the preeminence in our lives. Praise God. He wants to have a relationship, a fellowship. God wants to speak to us, and he wants to hear from us. Yes, our first instruction is to follow him. The whole duty of man. I think it's in Micah 6. The whole duty of man. We need to love mercy. We need to follow God. Praise God. Know what God is asking of you. But you got to follow him first. So he can begin to show you, direct you. And let that new thing come forth. Let that new thing spring forth in you. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for his word this morning that has truly blessed my soul. It helps me to even go further. Go further with my walk in God. The word of God is so inspirational. If you want any motivation at all, read God's word. Trust and believe. If you want a new thing done in your life, if you want to stop doing things that have no effect, I mean, they're dead. They're not creating your life. They're not reviving. They're not restoring. You want to change. You want to experience the love of the Lord, the goodness of God, and things you've never experienced before. Have faith in God. Read and trust his word. Believe on him. And let the God of peace strengthen your heart. I pray that God bless each and every soul under the sound of my voice. That you look for that new thing, that you seek God for that new thing, that new experience in you, in Jesus. I thank God for you. And I pray for you. And I love you with the love of the Lord. And remember to keep God first in everything you do and say. And be blessed, my friends. Be blessed. Be revived. Be strengthened. Be renewed in the spirit of the living God. God bless.